Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 686. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Hello. Hallelujah. Yep.
We're recording in the morning as usual. Nice out today, but we got some thunderstorms coming tomorrow.
T-storms. They said originally Friday, Saturday rain, but we missed it on Saturday. Allowed me to do some yard work yesterday, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got my grass cut. I did that Thursday. The house, it's looking good. Fresh cut grass looks good, especially when your neighbors also cut too.
Yeah. Always think it's like the day after. Like you cut it, looks pretty good that day after.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little dew on in the morning. That thing is just looking sharp.
Yes, that's
and then 4 days later, it looks like you've never mowed ever before.
Well, me with the beard, that's how I am. Anytime I like trim my beard up, it doesn't look good. And then like 2 weeks later, it looks great. My hair looks great the day I get it cut. 2 days later, it looks horrible again.
Yeah.
But your grass looks good for a little bit. Then, yeah, let it rain and come back as Jumanji.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 4 days later, it looks like no one's ever lived there. Mm-hmm. It's abandoned. You're like, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, my Ring doorbell the other day, someone come knocking on the door asking if they can cut the grass. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, somebody's cutting the grass. Don't worry about it.
Yep, we're good. My one neighbor, I've seen him cut the grass. My other neighbor, I've never seen anybody cut their grass, but their grass is always cut.
They must have a crew that comes by. Because, you know, if you have like a crew, they're done in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Faster than you could ever mow it.
Yeah, it's two ladies that live there, so, and one's got a kid, so they know. I know someone's coming over cutting the grass because they're not out there.
Yeah, I guarantee you they got a crew and they unload, and they're probably takes them longer to unload and reload.
Mm-hmm. That's how it used to be in my neighborhood. Like I would say 20 years ago, nothing but like trucks stopping and lawnmowers coming off and cutting like five or six people's grass. So then it's wild. Barely anybody cut their own grass.
It's so expensive to pay somebody, but I get it. It's shit to have to mow too.
It's good money when there's a police officer who he's quitting and that's what he's going to be doing. Construction and cutting grass.
It's good money, but it's rough on the body.
It is. So he's interested in buying my lot. Behind me if I finally can get someone to come over and.
Yeah. It's a good investment property. It's good. It's hard work. If you can do the work yourself, you can make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, the landscaping, the mowing the yards, the construction handyman stuff, it's no joke.
Yeah, it's not. Fun. So what was your week like this week?
Heavy work. We played Minecraft every single night that we played, which was every night except for last night.
Yeah, I joined you guys twice.
Yep, we played every single night.
Now, Friday night, I was on, but I'd seen Marsh 205 jump on. Then he went incognito. I couldn't grab him. Like join anything, couldn't see nothing with them. And I waited till about 10 o'clock and neither one of you guys are on. And then I just got logged off.
Let me see. I'm pretty positive we played Friday. I think he didn't go incognito. His power had gone out and it had to rebuild the database. Cause he had like major problems getting on one of the nights.
I was Friday. Just playing.
Oh yeah. We played Friday.
Okay. I was up until like 11.
I'll tell you what time we got on. 9:36.
It's weird.
I was on at 9:40. Was that yesterday? No, Friday. Yeah, yeah. 9:40, we were on playing.
That's weird because I was on until 10. I'm saying, no, 11 o'clock was, I was playing with you guys Thursday night until 11 o'clock. Yeah, but Friday night, I was sitting there waiting to see if anybody got on.
Yeah, we were on every night except for last night. I was exhausted last night.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we were on. We were doing the damn thing.
So how's it feel being back in the world, Minecraft?
So it's the same thing as every other time. When I'm in it, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think about playing it. I want to play it. But it's because it's new. So yeah. Like you don't have a house. You don't have stuff. You don't have weapons. You haven't explored. It's like, I know the same thing will happen. We play it all the time. Everything will start to get finished. We'll have plenty of supplies. Like, it'll start to where, what do we do again? Like, the fun of that to me is like starting fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I have this idea that I want to put it on the hardcore, like one death mode.
Yeah.
And I want us to all drop in at the same time. And I want to see who can survive the longest. So I want a checklist. I want it to be like, you got to build a house and you got to keep yourself alive. So you can't just sit in the house. Like, I want to have goals. Like, let's try to do like whatever, these five things. And if everybody's still alive, we'll do five more things. Cause what I don't want to do is build a dirt structure and just come out, grab food, go right back in.
Oh, that'd be me.
Yeah. I want us to try to play the game, doing what you got to do and seeing how long we can survive. Cause I bet it's not long.
Mm-hmm.
Patman said he was willing to jump in and try it.
Yeah. Cause I got killed by a creeper out of nowhere. He just came up behind me and blew up. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know he was there.
Friend of Show Marshall 205 is absolutely horrible with that game. He mm-hmm. dies all the time. He blows up creepers all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, pay attention to your surroundings. Especially on normal. I mean, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Mm-hmm. We're playing on easy mode and still.
He's still blowing up creepers. He blew up half my backyard the other day because he's not paying attention.
Yeah, I know. And then he was laughing about it.
And then he didn't rebuild it, which if you have any class at all, you know, if you accidentally destroy someone's stuff, you put it back.
Yeah. But while he's mining, you know, getting the diamond, we need the diamond armor so we can go fight the Ender Dragon and then we can slowly do the other stuff.
Yeah. It's been fun. You know, this is the most effort I've seen him put into a house. So I know he's proud of the compound he's built over there.
Mm-hmm. It does look
the
good.
The house that we're sharing is finally pretty good. You haven't seen it as of late, but I've got your main entrance. You walk in east wing, west wing, and then you go downstairs. I've got an east wing, west wing downstairs now, plus the room that you use.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you go down, there's a little water viewing area down there. I've got it complete finally. I put some faux beams in. It's looking pretty good. And then I made a tunnel from it that actually leads to the caverns.
Oh, nice.
And then he made a crazy rail system that leads from his house to our house. But he didn't, you know, like when we played before, we would like make it all nice and get it all even. Mm-hmm. And his is just like, he used the train that was there and just threw tracks on it. So it's a crazy ride.
Right.
If seizures are a thing, that's not the ride for you.
Yeah, then when we left off, I was over in the village clearing out trees.
The whole time, last time we played in the village.
Yeah, clearing trees out so we have easier access to find the villagers. But put torches everywhere to keep the stuff away from them. I was starting to build like the cherry fence, the little cherries that you know that I'm building a little fence using them to go around instead of wasting the wood.
Yeah.
You guys can, if he comes back over, there's a chest that he can come and take some stuff out of the chest. I don't want all of it gone, but some of the useful stuff. There's iron armor and iron.
Just not to tell him that. He'll drain it.
Yeah, he will. He's probably going to go over and just see what I've done. That's fine.
He loves resources and to take it. And I know he didn't build all that stuff he had. So before you got there, he ripped all kinds of stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a... I found a village house way away up on top of the mountain. There's nobody there. So I'm going to move that one down, try to get all the houses, like basically just rebuild, tear it down, rebuild it in that, like a central area for them. The golem was way off in the wilderness. I had to pull the golem back to the main center, the village.
So for those who haven't played or didn't hear us talk about it before, we tried to be pretty diligent about like restoring the villages, not mm-hmm. losing anybody. All the roof lines that are jacked up and stuff, we tried to fix, tried to go in and just try to make it like a normal village was.
Yeah.
Now, one of our maps, we actually relocated the village to us. We brought people in.
Mm-hmm.
And we built their houses.
Yeah, in our realm.
Built them in the style of what kind of what they build.
Yeah, so I went on YouTube, found, hey, this is a armorer's house. This is a person's house. Got each worker over there, so they have them all. Then you have your plain villagers. But it started with two.
Yep.
Started with two, then you grow them, then you grow you build the house and put the workbench, and then one of them will turn into that worker.
So, you know, you're trying to put this thing back together. He did loot it before you got there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some work to be done for sure.
Yeah. But it was fun getting back in there. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I've liked playing again. I mean, I've never not liked Minecraft. I get bored with Minecraft sometimes when I don't know what to do. What's interesting now is he's trying to figure out Redstone because he never did before. So it's like a brand new game to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's never cared about his house. He's never used Redstone. Like, it's all new to him. He's getting on there and seeing all these, like, automated things I used to build, and he's, like, wanting to build them, too. And I'm like, you just don't have enough stuff.
Yeah, you got to go exploring.
Yeah, like, until you get slime, there's a lot you can't do because you need sticky pistons for a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's toying with that. He laid the rail out, and he said, hey, the rail doesn't work. I went in there. It's kind of fun to like explain things to him because he's just never done it before. And I remember that time whenever I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, the redstone torches and the redstone blocks are basically like your battery, and your dust is going to be your wires. So nothing's powered and you use the wrong rails. So we went back, switched it, showed him how it all worked, and he got it all powered up. It's fun. It's cool to see him learning that.
Awesome.
But it's been a good time. I've enjoyed being back in there. It's the same thing I always say. The worst thing we do is play a game every night, and it's what we do every time. We get hooked on something and we play it every night until everybody's bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move on to something else and we just desert whatever that is. And it would be better if we would just, you know, we play Minecraft 3 days a week or whatever. It'd be better like that. But because we're not playing on a realm, he has to be on. So
that's what I was worried about when you guys were talking about doing a realm. I'm like, well, then you're wasting all our time building this, and we're going to jump into a realm and have to rebuild everything again.
Can you not convert it to a realm?
No. I think a realm is like a brand new map.
Oh, I thought you could convert a map.
I think I tried to last time. You might be able to now, but you know, years ago I tried.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had that one big map that I had people build their own houses and I plotted it out. And so that's all you played this week? Did you buy anything?
That's literally it. The only thing I bought was, let me think. Oh, I bought two poly bags, which are now not poly bags.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Minecraft one and a Friends one. Friends one's like a flower cart.
Okay.
The Minecraft one, the only reason I bought it is because it comes with a bee. I think it may be Alex and a bee.
Okay.
I don't remember.
It's not It's not the normal poly bag. It's the new paper poly bag they're using.
It's the paper ones. Yeah, the new paper bags. Both of those are paper bags. So yeah, I bought both of those. Well, both of those, and then I found the Series 29. Is it 29?
New ones, yeah.
Yeah, Series 29 minifigures. I found where someone had put those out. They don't come out till May 1st, so they come out next week. But I found those out already, and I purchased the full set of those, so I have the new minifigs. That's the Minecraft one. Set 30732. So I purchased that, and then the Friends one was a flower cart, and I've got into the Friends stuff lately, so I scooped it up as well.
Yeah, I got that same poly bag. I got that a little while ago.
Yep. So I bought those two, and then I bought those minifigures from Series 29, and then that is it.
So I'm still... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I'm still waiting for my gumball machine. They haven't even shipped it yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I bought mine back when it first came out, and it was one that I got pretty quick after ordering. I got my DC, my plane in, the Pan Am DC, whatever it is. It's bigger than I expected, which tells me it's probably going to be bigger on a shelf than I expected.
Yeah.
It looks great. I love those minifigures. But it, I ordered it last week. It came in, got my gift purchase, my restaurant. That's pretty much it. I'll tell you, so you don't put the minifigures together when you get them. You just leave them in the box a lot of times.
Yeah. Cause I need to put them on display and I don't have enough of those.
Yeah. See, I've got a little acrylic storage case that I can just keep jamming them in until I figure out how I really want to display them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put mine in there. But putting them together is like the fun of it to me. I love to get them out, put them together and have them.
Yeah. My wife likes to put them together too. So
yeah. Yeah, they're good. They're easy. I mean, you could do one in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the new ones are pretty good. When I first saw that, and I think you too, when we first saw the leak for them, we were like, eh.
Yeah.
And then like as time goes on, you're like, well, I do like this one. I do like that one. And then pretty soon you're like, I like about half of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been pretty good. The boba girl is fun. The boba tea girl. I love the scuba girl. She's awesome. She's got there's a lot of cool hair and hat pieces in this one. A lot of molded hair hat combos. So I haven't put together the Bionicle cosplayer, the girl with the horse, or the guy with the sword. Those are the three I still have left. I'm just blind grabbing them out of the bag and putting them together.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolatier is awesome. The tuba guy is really good. His face is so good. He's got puffed out cheeks and a little sweat bead coming off.
Dude, that's who I thought was going to be the rare one. The tuba guy.
Yeah, the fairy girl's awesome. I'll tell you who I actually think will be rare is, or the more expensive ones are, because it's never the ones I like. That's how I know. It'll be the Bionicle cosplayer and then the two at the bottom, the girl with the horse and the guy with the sword. Those are going to be the expensive ones. I just feel it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing online right now. They're saying the girl with the unicorn.
Yep.
Because of the unicorn.
It's always the ones that I don't love that sell the highest. So, like, I love the chocolatier. That you'll be able to buy that thing for $3.
Yeah.
The tuba guy, same way. Soccer player is very generic. He's cool. Doesn't do anything for me. The scuba girl is awesome. She comes with a little clownfish.
Yep.
Which I think may help her. I can't stand the robot dinosaur. He sucks. He doesn't even have a real face.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like a black hole thing that you put for the mouth. I don't like the steampunk stuff. That hunter girl, she's very steampunky.
Yeah.
The trash guy comes with a lot of accessories. So he comes with a fish. He comes with two flies. And then he comes with that rotten pizza box plus the helmet. And his face is like a pumpkin, like a jack-o'-lantern. So he's got a lot going on, but not my favorite.
Yeah, but just imagine if you're missing one of those pieces.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the problem with all of these. It's like you really need the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Like that soccer ball is going to be hard to find if you don't have it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get it out of one of the soccer sets, which do look really good, but I'm not a soccer guy. I'm pretty excited about the unicorn. I think it's cool to have the unicorn. I think the same thing about the little chocolate dragon. They got the little like gun where he's squirting the chocolate out.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool how they do it.
Now,
is the first time those chocolate things, there's two of them and they're still on the thing that they're like pressed on. You have to snap it out. And I don't think I've ever seen them do that.
It's weird.
Yeah. So you have to like twist it out and it comes with an additional one.
Just in case. Okay. They used to do the little twisty things a long, long time ago.
Yeah, so that's how the chocolate thing comes. It's like a set of two in there, which I thought was very odd.
So what are you thinking of with the girl with the horse, you know, her legs, where it's just a block?
So, they're doing a lot of that.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of that. I'm not really a fan of that.
When it's printed, I like it okay. I see a lot of them, though, that are just like blank.
Yeah, a lot of the like winter a white ones.
Dress or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Miss Santa Claus.
It feels lame when it's like that. if it's just red or white. When it's printed like that, it looks good as a display. It's nice to switch it up. Not everybody needs to be in pants all the time, but I prefer they do the dresses like the fairy girl there.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer them figure out a way to do a longer dress that way that actually goes over the torso and is a hard plastic piece versus the just like triangle bottom.
What I do like about this is everyone but the Boba Tea girl has a printed pants. There's no generic pants.
Yeah. And some of the pants, like soccer guys got really complicated pants.
Mm-hmm.
Trash guys, complicated pants.
Because even like I'm looking at the minifigure.
Yeah.
She's got just the, but at least it's printed on both sides.
Looking but if you don't know dead. Like Lego, like that's a, that just looks like a block.
Mm-hmm.
Like you lost your legs. You just stuck her on something.
Yeah. Yeah, you look at the animal ones, majority of the animal ones are just a basic generic color.
Yeah.
There's a few printed.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a lot of toes too. Like if you look like the monkey's regular, but it's got toes.
Mm-hmm.
They keep cranking up the minifigs. Like they keep getting better and better. I feel like for the CMFs.
Yeah.
That's
the collectors are talking about how they're making so many of them that you don't get really the rare ones like you used to.
Now, I agree with that. I have long said they should do a chase. Like, they should do a chase, which is one per case of one and make it hard mm-hmm. to find. Whether it's a variant or a different one, there should be... So, these 12 should be easy to find. You should be able to walk in any of the stores and find these hanging up.
Yes.
But there should only be one per case of a rare one. That way... collectors still have something to go, but I can't stand gatekeeping. Like I don't want people to not be able to get these. I don't care if it kills the rarity because mm-hmm. I know what it's like before to have tried to find them and not be able to find them. And that blows.
It does.
It says, Coles has series 23 right there to the right up Hendersonville Coles. $4.99.
Out of stock.
Oh, it's weird. It says Hendersonville whenever it was popped up there.
Yeah.
Huh. But yeah, so I like people being able to find those. I want people to be able to find them. I see the animal ones everywhere.
Hmm.
So I hope people can find them. I don't have any from that. That was when I was out. I've got the bee guy. That's it. Dude, that Minotaur thing is awesome. Kind of like the dude. It looks like he lives on the beach. Comes a hermit crab. He's pretty good too.
Castaway.
Yeah, it's pretty good too. You put that soccer ball with him.
Bug.
Yeah, those are fun. I don't have any of those. That was series 21.
Mm-hmm.
All I will tell you is if you look, you can probably piece them together pretty cheap, with the exception of two or three minifigs. You can buy a lot of them for $4 and $5, but there'll be one that's like $50. There's always a hard to find one. So
now,
that's it.
Then we talked about this before. What do you do with the instructions? You keep the instructions?
Yeah.
And the bag or the box that it comes with?
I keep the box for a little while. I stack them all together, but then I will eventually throw the boxes away. So like I still have my Spider-Man ones. I just opened these. I'll probably toss my Spider-Man ones.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I'll have animals in these then. And then when the new set comes out, I'll toss the animals. And I don't know why I hold on to them, but I'll hold on to them for a little while.
Yeah, because you're not going to resell them or anything. You're going to keep them, display them.
I take all the posters and throw them into the tote where my instruction booklets are at.
Yeah.
Because I'm now smashing my boxes and putting the instruction booklets in there. I'm cutting them apart. I'm not smashing them. So I take all the posters, leave them folded up, and I put them in there. And then I keep one poster of all the series I have out so I can go back and look.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's one that I've ever got one before, I have that poster out.
Yes,
just for reference.
Yeah, I wanted to do where you open the poster up. I'm going to open mine up this one real quick. And I wish I would do one where the minifigure thing, the poster would fit in the little container, and I could put the...
Oh, yeah.
Minifigures and you can see the poster behind him.
Yeah,
that's what I would like to do.
I guess you could cut them up.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be a lot of work to get them all to look the same.
Yeah, no, I just want like the case. I'm sure I can probably like Google it and maybe someone's got built one. But I would like little display case where I could put them in the background, in the background of the case.
I like having the posters because I like, you know, you can go online and you can see the full list of them, but there's something about looking at that poster is like, you can really see the details. You can see everything. Mm-hmm. I like the posters.
Yeah.
Did you buy anything this week?
No, I didn't.
Play anything? Minecraft?
I played Minecraft. I played Fallout 76. I'm just reached a level 100. Then they added a mini, got level 100 on Sunday and then didn't play at all on Monday. Then Tuesday, they added like a mini event. So I went in there, did the mini event really quick on Friday. Got that completed up, but mainly played Minecraft and then Spider-Man. I'm trying to get that last extra little trophy because it just looks weird because it says 97% out of 100, even though I platinum.
That's the problem with those DLC trophies. I think the worst one I have is Minecraft because I think I have the Minecraft PS3 platinum at like 53% or something.
Because I had all the other stuff on there.
Yeah.
Which I think I'm pretty good on the Minecraft one because I played it so much. I think there's a few that of the DLC that I don't have.
Yeah.
But I'd,
yeah, I have a real low platinum when it comes to that. I wish there was a different way to display it, but I get why it's that way.
Mm-hmm. So the Spider-Man one, I'm more than, I think about halfway through, or a little bit more than halfway through. I just got to back where I was, the Venom Soup. I'm not doing anything but the story. So I'm not doing any of the side missions because they don't count. Just they want you to go through the story where I'm pretty much leveled up all the way on everything. It's pretty easy. It's just time consuming. But then the dumber missions or the sneaky missions you have to play when you're playing as Mary Jane, you have to do a lot of sneaking around because she doesn't have any weapons. So you have to run up people and tase them.
Right.
And sneak around. Those missions pretty suck. I skipped through all the cinematics because I've already seen them. Don't need it. Just to try to get the time and go through. They said, if you do that, it takes like 6 to 8 hours. So yeah, I'm more than halfway through now.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Minecraft. And after Minecraft, I don't know what big game I'm going to play next. To beat. So I have all the Assassin's Creed ones I'm behind on. Origins, Odyssey, Valhalla.
You should borrow Astrobot and play it next.
Yeah.
It's not super quick because you have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll want the platinum on it. So the main game is not, it's not that it's super long, but there's a lot you have to do. You know, you're going to get 20 hours out of it.
Yeah. Astrobot's a nice fun game.
Palette cleanser, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into some news. I did my news a little bit different, so I'm going to give me a second each.
Sure, I'll talk to these fine people while you figure it out.
So to try to solve the slowness issue, I copied and pasted all the articles, so bring them up one by one. This first one's Sony as usual. There was a firmware update that came out. Apparently, that's allegedly what kicked people off the other night on the PlayStation. Some little firmware bug. Like,
you had to re-sign the like legal the EULA thing.
Yeah. But they this firmware update said that they added more emojis for messages, and then they improved the messages. So it's just basically
Have data, but who's using the message system?
I get it every now and then when I'll get people message me like on Fall 76. Someone will message me, "Hey, are you willing to sell this mask or buy this mask or do you have an extra one of this?" That's it.
Every now and then, I'll have someone rage out on Rocket League and message me,
mm-hmm.
or Party Annals. Well, but it's like so rare. I probably get 2 messages a year. I mean, I guess, again, they have the data. They know that people are using it or not, but I don't know who's using it.
Yeah. All right, next one, we got some games leaving the PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium in May. We're losing Control Ultimate Edition. Mortal Shell, then Mortal Shell Enhanced Edition, MotoGP 25, Sandland, which sucks because that's a game I did want to play and try that out. Soul Hackers 2, and then a game, two games that you like, the Dark Pictures Anthology, Man of Medan, and Little Hope are both leaving.
I don't think I realized those were on there. We should have played those.
Mm-hmm.
I've played Man of Medan twice, but it's been so long I barely remember it. And I played Little Hope just once. So we've gone through all the Dark Pictures anthologies. They're a good time.
Yeah.
But they're designed, there's really two storylines in each one, right? So you pick your starting character. If you pick the other character, you will see things that you didn't see the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really at their best if you play through them twice.
All right, next one. They were talking to the voice actor for Miles in the Spider-Man games, the Miles Morales, Najee Jeter. And he was talking about they were talking about him about the Venom game. There were a Venom DLC that was in the works. He said that he wishes they would do a Venom game. We don't know what they're going to do. There's something coming with the Venom, a spinoff. We don't know if it's going to be a DLC or a future game. He says he doesn't know. I think
it'll just be a DLC, and I could be wrong, but I think it'll be a DLC.
Because it fit when you play as Venom in Spider-Man 2, it is so awesome. So they could do a game with him.
Yeah. The thing to worry about, and maybe they don't, when you look at, you know, the MCU and Spider-Man and how it's all worked out, I mean, people can't get enough Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to get Spider-Man fatigue, but maybe you don't. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, the assumption is your next game is just Miles. Or my assumption is the next game is just Miles.
I think the next one will be Miles Morales 2, where you mainly play as him. And then your Peter Parker will jump in probably towards the end to help him out or something.
Right. And then you're pretty close to kind of wrapping that franchise up, I think, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Let it cool off, bring it back as a new storyline. But I don't know. I mean, they're making insane money. Probably make them for as long as people are willing to buy them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, allegedly, you know, you've got the Wolverine game coming. Allegedly, there's supposed to be an X-Men game. When everything got leaked, they had their roadmap on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be interesting to see if they stick to that, but it had scheduled out through like 2030 or something crazy.
Yeah. All right. Next one. There's a person who's making PlayStation 5 manuals for your physical games, which is pretty awesome.
That is cool.
His name is Sandeep Ray, R-A-I. He's making a whole bunch of these little manuals that you can buy and put into your... And they look,
I think,
legit.
He also does like a magazine.
Yeah.
That guy does. I've heard his name before.
Yeah, Vita means life. Let's see, where is that?
Oh, it's a book, yeah. Yeah, so he does different stuff in this space. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I miss them coming with instruction manuals. I know why they don't. You know, it was just a cost and no one did anything with them.
Yeah, he sells them for $6.75 if you're interested.
That's super fair. You know, it doesn't cost that to print and to make, obviously, but you're covering his time.
Yeah, and shipping, maybe.
Yeah, that's a super fair price.
Those, I mean, cool. They look pretty legit.
I highly doubt they add any value to, like, to resell or anything. If you're going to sell it with a manual, I don't think it adds any value, but I will tell you, if it's a game you love, like if I can go on here and get one for, you know, something that I, you know, a Dredge one or a Astrobot one that I'm going to keep and just have for me, I think that's super cool.
He does have an Astrobot one. That's one of the things he said. There it is right there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I would like to have that. Yeah. I would very much like to have that.
I'm looking at his Etsy store. He does have his own store. It's called Too Old for Gaming. Number two, old, number four.
Again, don't need it. doesn't matter. Again, I don't think it adds any resale value. I just think it would be cool to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's pre-order.
I think all of it's pre-order. I think he's only going by what he makes. The orders come in.
Yeah, those are fun.
There's his other books about the Vita and the pages and pages and pages. If you're interested in maybe getting it one, it's a Too Old for Gaming.
On Etsy.
And that's his website.
Okay.
Okay. So Starfield came out and on PlayStation, and there was a lot of crashes and fixes and bugs. Bethesda has issued a bunch of fixes two different times already. I would like to play the game, but I'm not going to pay full price for it right now. I really don't. I definitely don't want to play a broken game.
But it's the same thing we talked about last week. Like it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable for it to be broke.
So now people, how I was talking about the playing Fallout 76, where the community is very helpful. Allegedly, No Man's Sky is taking on that community too. They say if you start a new game in No Man's Sky, you should go straight to Atlas. And there's usually people there just giving you like all kinds of resources, weapons, products, different things. Just go straight to the building and they're just handing you stuff.
Yeah, I like a good community.
Mm-hmm. It's tempting me to jump in that one too. Back in there. All right, some Xbox news. Xbox had a ID at Xbox April showcase. It was a bunch of indie games. They showed a bunch. The big one was there are no ghosts at the Grand. That was like their big one. Most people looked at that. There's trailers for all these. There's Vapor World, Over the Mind, Mistfall Hunter. That looked pretty cool. I watched a trailer on that one. Star Seeker, Astroneer Expeditions. This kind of looked exactly like No Man's Sky. It looked fun.
Yeah. I wanted to play Astroneer. Friends show Marshall 205 bounced off of it, and I never went back to play it by myself, but it'd be interesting to see if that IP has staying power for a different game.
Mm-hmm. Aphelion, Love Song, Echo Generation 2, Tears of Metal. That looked pretty cool. Old School Crash Out Crew. That looks like a game that we would play. And then you got a game you guys have already played, RV There Yet. Escape Academy 2, Topia, Solo Leveling Arise, Overdrive, Deep Dish Dungeon, Bistro, In Kenobi, Kabanai, Kalaranu, Speedrunners 2, Golf With Your Friends 2, which is a golf game, Greenbound, and that was it. A few games that look pretty good for the indies. Next one, Microsoft with their big thing, their big change. They did officially change their logo. This is their new logo I'm showing you now. It's just the Xbox logo. It looks like the one of the old systems.
Yeah, it's got, they went back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give you that. More three-dimensional looking than what they were currently using, but same idea.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
So with that logo change, they've done a lot of stuff around the corporate office and people have taken pictures of it. Waiting for these loads. They add these little things here in this picture. It says Great Games, Return of Xbox, Future Play. There's the new logo on elevator door, the new logo on the glass outside the office building. They're going all in with the big change.
Spending all that money talking about how they're different and yet to do anything different.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Next one, we got some games coming to Game Pass. Let's see. Throughout the month, May 5th, we got Final Fantasy V. May 7th, the mixtape. May 12th, Call of Elder Gods. May 19th, we got Forza Horizon 6. May 21st, Bistro. May 26th, Luna Abyss. May 27th, Echo Generations 2. May 28th, Crash Out Crew. Sometime in May, we have RV There Yet and Subnautica 2. No official date on those. With RV There Yet, Ryan and them played that. They said it was fun. And Subnautica 2, if you like Subnautica 1, Subnautica 2 is similar, but it's in space. Xbox has added some perks for Xbox Game Pass members. Make sure you go to the Xbox Game Pass perk page. I think you can go on your phone and look, and they have a bunch of stuff. For games like Fortnite Crew, Rocket League, Albion Online, Fragpunk, Tom Clancy's Division 2, Skate, Esports, NHL 26, Sea of Thieves, The First Dissident, Delta Force, PUBG Battlegrounds, Super Animal Royale, The Finals, Call of Duty Warzone, Discord Nitro, Microsoft Bubble, and a few other things. You need to go to the Game Pass app and look for the My Benefits buttons. Or if you're on PC, go up. You'll need to log into your the PC app and hit Game Pass and My Benefits to redeem everything. Do you ever go in and redeem your stuff on?
Not on Xbox.
Would you do on PlayStation?
Yeah, but not for everything. Like, I'll go in, like Rocket League does, they do like a PlayStation Plus pack like per month.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually just like some wheels and maybe a paint job. Like, I go in and get that.
Yeah.
If it's for a game I play, I grab the stuff. I'm not going to say I get it every month, but I try to remember to get it every month. I usually try to do it whenever I get the new games.
Mm-hmm.
I try to remember to go in and get the extra stuff too. But yeah, I probably get it 8 out of the 12 months. I get the free stuff for the games I play.
I did. I would do that in Minecraft, because Minecraft sometimes would drop free stuff. Star Trek Online mm-hmm. drops free stuff. I would just jump in, add the free stuff to the thing. Fortnite constantly is adding free stuff on there.
Yeah.
All right, what was this one? So Xbox did come out and say they are going to definitely reevaluate its exclusivity for games going to Nintendo and to PlayStation.
It's tough to put this genie back in the bottle.
Yeah, but especially with the Forza Horizon coming, and the pre-orders are like 5 million pre-orders already. So are they going to want to?
Starfield was soft.
Yeah.
Starfield, I think they're saying 200,000 copies. That's pretty soft.
Mm-hmm.
Classic case of it taking too long and them talking about it for too long, though.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone that wants to play Starfield that bad already found a way to play it. It's just too long. I think what you'll see is they'll back it up a little bit. Like, is 6 months a sweet spot where you say we want everything on Xbox for 6 months and then we... I don't know, man. The new Xbox is just a PC. I don't know how you put the genie back in the bottle. I don't. To me, it's a misstep no matter what you do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one. Xbox Rewards is a monthly thing where you jump on Microsoft Edge. You go to Microsoft Rewards, and you can get points, and the points you can redeem into stuff. They're adding a new birthday gift feature with a special benefit. So on your birthday, you can click on the same time during the month of your birthday. You get double the rewards when you buy anything or add-ons. You get a special little bonus points because it's your birthday. And a couple other things on there. I haven't done that in a long time. I don't know if I'll jump back on there because it's worth to get the points. You're spending 30 minutes, an hour doing all this stuff. I don't know if it's worth 100 points, but that's just me. I know a friend of the show, original member Dan, was all about his Microsoft points back in the day.
He was able to buy all about it.
But he was able to buy like multiple games from Xbox doing that. That's when the points were a little bit easier to get and to come by. All right.
Yeah, back when they had like the Quest.
Mm-hmm. So Kojima met Asha Sharma and gave her a mystery box. And here's a picture of the box. It's a small box. People really don't know what's in it. They're thinking it's like a custom controller. They're hoping that something with the, then they're looking at the background with all the controllers back there. That's what they're thinking, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's like a Pelican case. I assume that it's a controller in there. Also, you know, hiding the details in the back was very much a Phil Spencer thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they should read into it too much with her and how this is going, but definitely something there. They got Kojima in the Xbox Game Studios hoodie.
Yeah. And that's Matt Booty next to him too, as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Matt Booty's wearing the same shirt, which I hate that they're matching, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a Kojima. That's like a Kojima shirt.
She might be wearing Xbox. It. I was going to say, I wonder if she's wearing it because she's got something that looks like the same kind of.
Yeah, she could have it on underneath there. Yeah, I'm sure it's a controller. And I'm sure that he's probably giving them that controller and it's all just a PR thing. They're probably going to sell that controller.
Yeah.
So.
Or one of their one of his games. Excited. All right, next one. Xbox has unveiled a new controller for Forza Horizon 6. It's wild. It's crazy colored. It does look good. And a headset.
I saw the controller pop up on a couple different things I was on. I like that controller. Mm-hmm. The problem with Xbox is the studio, because I can go make any controller at any time.
Yeah.
It's sometimes hard to get excited because you can make badass controllers. Now, maybe you can't make it like quite like that, but you can make badass controllers at any given time. You can do crazy color combos. So it's like, if you could do that with PlayStation, these drops wouldn't feel as quite as crazy, but because you're stuck with whatever they give you, they feel a little more special. But because you can at any point go make a controller similar to this, you know, it doesn't hit as hard, but I think it's cool looking.
Yeah, you can get a charging station also.
Yeah, I like it.
A docking station.
Not a Forza guy, but I like it.
Right, so Microsoft, the company, is offering people a voluntary retirement plan. That's for the first time in 50 years, it says. So the retirement plans, if you have, the length of service, and let's say, the tech giant's doing something, some sprinkling, let's say, anyone at the company whose age and years of service total more than 70 have a chance to take an early retirement buyout package. So let's say you're 50 years old, you worked there for 25 years. That's 75 years, you can do this big, huge buyout package, which is good for their people because if they're, especially if they're going to basically lay them off.
Right.
If I was them, I would look into that. If I meet the requirements, you're 50 years old, you worked there for, you know, 20 years, you hit that 70 mark. I can probably work another 15, 20 years somewhere else and get another retirement.
The problem is that enough people don't voluntary, then you get voluntold.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my new coworkers used to work for Microsoft and she was laid off late last year. All right. Now some Nintendo news. THQ Nordic has 7 unannounced Nintendo Switch 2 games on their website. So if you go to their website, it has on their unannounced project and there's 7 of them. Good for THQ Nordic fans.
Yeah, Switch 2 needs more content also. I mean, it's probably not anything I'm going to want to play, but it's good to put it out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Nintendo has uploaded the Super Mario Galaxy music to Spotify under a playlist to celebrate the movie. So if you're a big, huge Super Mario Galaxy fan you like the music, you can go to Spotify and load the music.
Just drive around and bang out some Mario tunes.
Right. But I have a coworker, or I would say there's a police officer who does that. Yeah, his music is all Zelda, Mario, all that gaming stuff. He'll be sitting on his desk just playing the gaming music.
It's weird. It makes me want to go play the game. That's the music to me makes me want to play the game. It doesn't make me like, I never just want to listen to the music.
Yeah. All right. So now this one says Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Bros. Movies combined have made $2 billion worldwide.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. This means more is coming.
They'll come until people stop.
With the with a bunch of stuff coming out. There's new merch revealed by Nintendo from Yoshi's Food Shop in the Mario Kart world. And it's a load.
Is that a tray?
Yeah.
That Yoshi tray looks so good.
There's a bunch of stuff on here. I'm trying to get to.
It's not going to load for you, but the tray, from what I can see, looks real good. It's orange, got Yoshi with the chef hat on it.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun.
We talked about the Yoshi and the Mysterious Book game. I showed you like a little trailer. It was like a cartoon art. They did actually release the full trailer as well on there if you're interested in looking at that. Another one, it says the Yoshi was actually going to be in one of the games, the Galaxy game, but they decided not to. And then they were going to do a side Yoshi game. And they decided not to do the Yoshi game. They just said it felt like it was too soon to have Yoshi in his own game out there right now. Which I think that, I think much. When it does come, it's going to be huge. Here's some more of the items it finally loaded for the Yoshis. There's a shirt.
Oh, yeah, the apron's fun.
Apron, keychain. Plates, forks, spoons, napkins, cup.
I wonder if the plate and the cup are plastic.
I'm sure it is. I doubt it's kind of metal. I mean, it's kitty.
Yeah, those are fun.
Right. So some more stuff. Call of Duty has, they basically came out and said, Call of Duty will not be on Game Pass day one. You will have to purchase Call of Duty if you want to play it. On all the systems, eventually later it will come to Game Pass. But as of right now, they've changed it to where no Game Pass day one. Mm. Next one, Assassin's Creed Black Flag Resynced is out. It will be out in July 5th, and they said it does look great, and especially looks great on the big Xbox and the PlayStation 5 Pro. With this Black Flag being resynced, they have also announced there's going to be another Assassin's Creed game coming, like another resynced remastered. It's not a title they haven't done. I know they said fans are hoping it's the first Assassin's Creed game. The original would be fun to play, replay with newly high-level visuals and gameplay, finding mechanics.
The first one's interesting because Assassin's Creed didn't pop off until AC2, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I don't know how people would react to the first one. I feel like a lot of people didn't play it, though.
Yeah, I think there's the same because it was not as good as the second one, which most people think the second one's one of the best ones. Just to fix it.
That's my only thought, is if you put it out and people are like, I don't really love this, does it hurt the franchise a little bit?
Mm-hmm. So the next one, Atari has actually picked up a studio that used to do PlayStation retro games. Let's see. So no implicate conversions is a team that responsible for many classic titles on the PlayStation 5 and 4. As now studio has joined Atari. They made games like Mortal Kombat, Fighting Force, and Fear Effect. No, it doesn't do nothing for you. But
did we talk about the 3DO coming back? Not the 3DO, the Neo Geo.
I mentioned it like 2 weeks ago.
So if you missed that episode, the Neo Geo is being like, it's coming back out, but it's actual hardware, which is weird. It's not put out by SNK, but it's licensed by SNK, and they're going to remake the original games and sell them. What's interesting about that, and why studios like what Atari just scooped up there are interesting, is a lot of people now are pushing for the Neo Geo to make new games. This system's compatible with all the old games, plus they're re-releasing the new games.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have people calling for them to make new games because new hardware is so expensive that I think people are wanting to dip back into the well of vintage games. And so it'll be interesting to see, like, if Atari and Neo Geo and some of these older ones start in television, start pumping out new games.
Yeah.
And that they sell. I mean, those Neo Geo games are expensive. Neo Geo has always been expensive. But
Neo Geo, on this one website that they re-released, it says $90 for a game. They have 10 classic games, $250 for the system.
And that mega bundle is $1,000.
Yeah. That's the black
it's super
console.
Cool that it's,
the white console is $350.
It's neat that it has the correct, like, it's hardware. It's not an emulator. It's like a real hardware. You can put your old game in there. It's super cool, but I'm just interested to see, like, this acquisition makes sense because I could see Atari ramping up. I know they're doing that. They had that weird one we looked at before, that 2600 that's compatible thing that they made. It'll be interesting to see. But what to me, what they got right with the Neo Geo there is that it's real hardware. I think that will go further than people doing the emulators.
Yeah. Right. Next one, Sega is with being retro. Sega is going to revive some old IPs like Outrun, Streets of Rage, and Knights. Let's see, Rent a Hero, Guardian Heroes, Dynamic Deca, Sakura Wars, and SGGG. So they're also going to be doing some stuff too. I was never a Sega guy. One of my friends had Sega. That's the only time I ever really played Nintendo growing up.
I mean, I went, yeah, I mean, we had a Genesis. I played a lot of the early sports games on Genesis. My Mortal Kombat was on Genesis, and then I switched to Super Nintendo.
All right, next one, being talking about re-releasing, Echo the Dolphin is coming back as well. They're going to have a complete collections edition, which will contain Echo the Dolphin and Echo the Tides of Time, along with a brand new Echo game. They're getting three games.
I loved Echo back in the day. I don't know if I would love it now.
All right, next one. This is a two-parter. Troy Baker did an interview, known for playing a lot of voiceovers, but mainly, I would say, playing Joel from Last of Us. He is making his own studio. He wants to make his own game studio to make a game. He also thinks that that's not the last time we've seen Joel. He hasn't been asked anything to come back and play as Joel or anything like that, but he says he thinks there's going to be something else with Joel. So Nate asked him during the interview if he thinks it's going to be like a prequel, like what happened in between the 20 years in between. We go like 10 years in when he meets Tess and we play as Joel and Tess running around doing a bunch of stuff. Or is it just another character maybe in the game? I mean, in the TV show that they go back and revisit Joel as a younger man. So we don't, with Pedro Pascal playing him or something. We don't know. But he does says he feels like there's something else with Joel coming.
It would be interesting to play it would be interesting to play the gap between them, but it's like, I don't know if they go back to that. Well, going backwards is kind of weird unless they're trying to keep the TV show pumped up.
Well, they went backward with Ellie. Remember that we went back but then we go too far just the week before she got bit.
Yeah, and you could do like a DLC or something, but like or a standalone like cheap game, like a 29, like a Golden Abyss or whatever that was called. Not Golden Abyss, that's the Vita one. What was the Uncharted one called? A little interstitial that they came out that was like $30.
Oh, with the two, just with the girl.
What's her name? Anyways, whatever that one was, I could see them doing something like that, but like a full fledged game. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. But now that's all the gaming stuff. Last but not least, we're going to go over to some Lego stuff. Lego's Ideas Week for April 25th. I'm going to start showing these more because if they have some good ones in here. They're showing this Frankenstein Manor. It's okay. The minifigures, if they do it, looks pretty cool. With all the demon ones. There's a Tony Pro Skater Arcade thing. He's like
that's
a little old school.
It is awesome.
He's got the little TV and it's movable. You see Tony Hawk.
It's playable. Like you actually control it. And I think you can like get a score established somehow. It's very interesting. I saw the video of this guy. He took it and got Tony to actually play it. It's awesome. They're not going to make that.
It'll be a licensing thing.
It's awesome. I just think it's too complicated, but it's awesome.
This other one I saw was pretty cool. This Excitebike arcade. It's same deal. The Excitebikes, and you're controlling it, and it looks cool. It looks like the Pac-Man arcade.
Well, I was going to say, same thing here, except for the leg up they have here is it looks exactly like the Pac-Man one, and they obviously have a working relationship with Nintendo. This is one that I could see happen. I just don't know what the appetite is for Excitebike.
Yeah. All right, next one, this Pioneer, the vintage film camera. Looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm not an old camera guy, but I think it's cool.
The gold bricks look good. Schitt's Creek, Rosebud Hotel. I don't know anything about Schitt's Creek. I just know it's a TV show or whatever.
I would buy that day one if they came out with it.
Schitt's Creek was
amazing. Yeah, amazing, and that's a fun set. And I think that goes through whether they can license it or not. I would buy that.
Right, then there's this light box. The box, I think this is going to be the next big these boxes.
I keep seeing these on there, but it's like they don't go through. I don't know what they're scared of, except for I will say Lego doesn't make anything that isn't sturdy. My only assumption is they would have to figure out how to do this to where it is able to be picked up and moved and held and those kind of things.
This one looks a little better than the other ones you can see as they're putting it together, so maybe
it's cool.
There's a little, we've seen this one before with Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And there's a Kim Possible. It's a lot, big, tall figure. I can see them doing that one.
Yeah, I'm not a Kim Possible guy, but a lot of people like Kim Possible.
All right. They announced this Lego Technic custom garage Ford Mustang GT car. It's set 42236. Basically, you can take the bumpers off and the hood and swap them out. It's going to be for $100. As a kid, that'd have been an awesome one to have.
I will tell you, I'm not a Technic guy. I'm not a car guy when it comes to Lego, but I think this is a fun idea. And dude, it's something crazy. Like the amount of possible combinations are insane. I also think it would be cool if they did these, but they also sold like accessory packs.
Yeah.
So if you could like buy this, but then down the road, they sold different wheels and different hoods and different body kits. I think that would be super cool too.
I think the play will be as they do more of these, you'll be able to interchange the parts from car to car.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. I think that's a fun idea. I think the Technic people are probably pretty jazzed up about that.
All right. This one, I saw this last week, but I didn't know if it was legit, but they did officially announce it. Shrek, Donkey, and Puss in Boots. It's a set 7-2-4-2-3. It's a big, huge Shrek model with a donkey and Puss in Boots, like a little minifigure.
The scale is so jacked up for Puss in Boots. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all. Donkey and Shrek are like giant, normal sized, like to scale, and Puss in Boots is a minifig.
Yeah. That'd be nice for the Puss in Boots minifigure, though.
Yeah, it would be. But you might say, well, Shrek's an ogre. He's big. That's how big a cat would be. But then it's like, well, then Donkey's off scale. Either way, that Puss in Boots is too small or they're too big. I don't like those going for realistic sets. We talk about them all the time. It's like, well, I don't like the Mario Kart ones either. Like,
yeah,
there's something a little off about them all the time to me. And I just, it's fun, but I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm not. Right now, I don't see this. Me getting this one. It's $129.99.
Now, I would like that Puss in Boots, but they're doing the Shrek minifigs. As one of the series. So it'll be interesting to see if that same Puss in Boots is available with maybe just a different accessory.
I've never watched Shrek, so I don't know if this is the only outfit that Puss in Boots has, or maybe he'll be a little different in that series.
Well, and he had his own TV show, or his own movies. Like, Puss in Boots has got some options. But yeah, that's like iconic Puss in Boots right there.
Okay, then they also announced the Brickheads, which I'm going to get those that have set 40923. $24.99, Shrek, Donkey, and then Genji.
Like a little gingerbread guy.
Gingerbread guy. I'll get that one. I get all the Brickheads.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Lego has announced that Create a Minifigure is coming to U.S., Europe, and Canada. You'll be able to go on to their website and create your own minifigure, which will be pretty cool. and how the price is going to be. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess it's giving you more options. You've already been able to do this.
Mm-hmm. But you're adding more, the shields, the print, and each thing is it has a different price on it, looks like.
Yeah, it looks like you just have more options than it was kind of generic before, but I've made myself many a time on there.
Yeah, because I remember you, Patman, and Howard.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was already kind of there.
All right, next one. I saw this one. There's a set in here I really like. They've announced these new city sets in June, a steam train, a car wash, beach streetcar, construction vehicles. There's a construction vehicle. I like the little porta potty dude in the background.
Yeah, that's fun. The porta potty's fun.
Mm-hmm. Then there's this big bulldozer thing. That someone's okay. Little pug. I like this little pizza shop, pizza delivery experience. Is it outdoor, like little pizza thing? I'll probably get this one.
Look really good. Like if you do the Lego City and you had the food trucks and you had like this kind of the vendors out there with like the restaurants of the world and you had this set out there, like it is kind of fun.
That's why I want that. I like this. You got this little scooter with the pizza delivery.
Yeah. 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 It is fun.
Now the car wash is okay.
I like the car wash guy. The guy that's like,
yeah, the bubble.
The suds box on it.
This train boat thing, it looks cool. I just don't understand it as much. The little trolley.
Yeah, I'm like, did they bring the trolley in and it's like a beach thing? It looks like the trolley runs all the way to the dock, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. You get let off, then you go to the dock. I do like some of the minis in those, the boat the guy.
It's cool too. The fishing guy. Now, it would have been better if they converted that trolley to like a snack shop and just had it on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird as like a working trolley that it literally drops you off at the pier. And maybe that's just because we don't have that. But yeah, around here, that context is off.
The train set, the steam train is okay, but this looks like one of the Christmas trains.
Yeah, it gives me Harry Potter vibes too. It gives me Hallmark's Express vibes.
The little mini plane, it's okay. Not
generic. No, it's generic, but what's the price on the plane? I'll tell you, it's four minifigs with it.
Let's see, a plane, it's going to be about $29.99.
Yeah, so the benefit there, the plane's super generic, but you're getting four minifigs. Nothing super unique. That dude with the purple has crazy eyes for some reason.
Yeah, it looks like his eyes are...
He's got like methed out eyes. The pilot lady, I like her, and the business lady taking the private jet. She's fun too. The other two are pretty generic.
Mm-hmm. Right. Some other stuff some small releases maybe. There's allegedly a Sega Genesis console coming, set 40926. It is on like the Lego's website. You can click it, but nothing pulls up. June 1st, it says it's going to be around $40, which is kind of cheap for the Lego Sega Genesis console. So it's going to be a smaller set maybe. They're going to be bigger.
It's not going to be like the NES or the Atari.
Yeah, it's going to be a small set, which we already had the Genesis console controller.
Yeah, I guess it would be sort of like that where it just was built a little cheaper, a little easier. I don't know. To me, that's too cheap.
I've tried to find a picture of it. There's just no for sure. Then there's a Megatron transform, Lego Megatron. I think this is going to be a brickhead from what people are saying. And then there's the Alice in Wonderland, $40 as well with a couple different characters. I also think this is going to be a brickhead.
You know what I wish they would have done with like the NES is that they would have sold like the cartridges for different games and you could have displayed the cartridges on their own. But if you also had the NES, you could put them in there.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a fun idea. They don't do a lot of like add-ons for existing sets, but I think that would be fun. Same thing for the Game Boy. Like they should sell like a Pokemon that you build the box on that you can then like slide the game out of that will also fit in the Game Boy. So it can be displayed on its own or work together.
All right. Next one, two other little things. They are going to upscale Darth Vader, which is going to be awesome. I think that was going to sell out pretty quick.
Yes, it'll be hot.
Even though it's going to be $100 more than any other one. They're also going to do another helmet. It's an AT-RT driver helmet. It's going to be $70. The upscale minifigure they're saying is going to be set 75461. Then the Imperial Remnant helmet is going to be 75458. There's some other mini, the upscales. There's talking about like the Mrs. Santa Claus to go Mr. Santa Claus, like two other people, but there's no numbers with those. I'm only going to bring and show them once they have a number. It's usually when they show a number, it's usually legit by then.
I don't know if it's on purpose or they are just the leakiest company ever, but the Lego stuff gets, it is leaked all the time.
Yeah.
Like I've already seen a shit ton of September sets.
And sometimes I think they do it on purpose.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, they also are working a lot harder with like influencers now where they like get the sets and build them way before they come out. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting, but they are either it's intentional or they are a leaky ass company.
I would love to do that. I would love to do the influencing thing to get the sets early and build.
Yeah, it's cool. A couple of people I watch are always putting them together. They send them before they're out.
Yeah, I was watching some guy on YouTube because it made me think of this. He's going around buying people's collections. Like if you have toys, you just say, "Hey, here's everything I have," and he just gives you a number and he'll buy everything. He's buying sports cards. He's buying Pokemon cards, just whatever wise. And I was me and my wife were watching it, and he went to some lady's house. She had about $10,000 to $15,000 worth of sports cards. He says he thinks about 10 to 12, but he gave her 6,500. And I was thinking to myself, if I had about 10 to 12, someone offered me 6,500, would I take it? Would I not take it to get rid of it? Maybe think about it.
So the thing with a lump sum like that is you typically get less money than if you would piece them out, but you get all your money up front.
The time.
Piece a collection like that out is no small task. And a lot of those cards aren't worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like to even get rid of them, you're going to have to sell them as a bulk and you're not going to make any money off of them. And there's so much shipping time and really to sell a collection off. I mean, I think about that with my games too. It's like piecing them out is the best way for me to make money. But honestly, if someone just showed up and said, "I'll give you $15,000," it's the easiest thing for me to just pack it up and move on.
Right, because the time and money for you just to pull it out, list it, or if you want to go get it graded, because you have a bunch of stuff that's in boxes and sealed.
If I wanted to work hard at it and really like make it my priority to get all that sold, it'd probably take me 3 years of really like diligently working at it.
And that's not even guaranteed if it sells, because sometimes you just list it and it just sits there.
So to take a few thousand less or even 6,000 less to not fool with it is still a pretty good deal if you're ready to be out of it.
Yeah.
If you just don't care about it anymore, or you inherited it or something like that. Like I get it.
So I thought about getting some of my cards graded, but then you have to wait the 3 months, 6 months for them to grade it. Then you got to pay the money to grade them to get them back. Then you got to sell them to make your money back for sending them, grading them.
Yeah.
You don't get that money right away. So it's like, ooh, do I want to do that? Do I not? So I thought about like, doing that, having someone come over and just say, "Hey, here's all my sports cards. There's nine totes, big, massive totes. Come get them. There's at least 300,000-400,000 cards."
I would sell my action figures, my sports cards, and my video game stuff as a bulk lot like that. I would let it all go. Individually, like as like someone buys all the cards, someone buys all the action figures, or someone bought it all together, I'd let all of it go. Only because I don't see myself in a situation where I'm going to take the time to sell it off, and I'm not attached to it the way that I was.
Yeah. I get it. We had a sports card show here nearby and I missed it again. But I thought about like getting a booth, cause it's free, getting a booth there, just sell all the sports cards.
It's like you need to go through them and organize them. It's like still a whole deal, though.
Yeah. Most of mine are organized. I was pretty good back in the day in the 90s, early 2000s. It's been like 20 years since I've really gone through it. All right, guys. We'll end the show today at that moment. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact us on our socials, let us know what you would do if you had a big collection. Would you let it all go if you're pretty much ready to go on a big lump sum, or are you about letting piece by piece and sell one by one? If you want to contact us on our socials at game_stitch or at OFNShow, that's directly to me. do respond pretty much easily and quick. This is episode 686. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.